Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Union Street Players founder Beverly Graves. Beverly, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we're here to talk about the Union Street Players Christmas presentation that's coming up, and auditions for that, rather, are coming up here very soon. And this year's production for Christmas is
Tigerman's Christmas Eve.
And this is a play that you wrote, correct?
Right, yeah. It's just a little ditty about a family, getting together for Christmas, and they're missing one of their family members who is serving in the military overseas, which is kind of timely. And then Act Two is a year later, and he's now home, and they're having a big welcome home party for him. And I wrote it specifically just to have lots of music, Christmas music. And so I picked about 27 of your favorite Christmas songs and wrote the play around those Christmas songs. So you're going to hear things like Winter Wonderland, Holly Jolly Christmas, those kind of songs, and then mixed in with some kids' songs like All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth and I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And then, of course, we've got a choir and Christmas carolers that will sing, your old favorite standard Christmas songs, Silent Night, No Holy Night, and
all the old favorites.
Right. So it's all about your favorite Christmas music from contemporary to the hymns and to children's songs, and just all wrapped up together with this story about the Tinkerman family.
And singing along encouraged?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Great.
Yes. This is an opportunity for anybody who has wanted to do a solo, because there's going to be lots of solo opportunities as well as the chorus and the Christmas carolers. So there's a possibility of a large group of people being involved. Not so many kids. Now, I know in the past, Union Street Players has really had a lot of children in their Christmas show, but there's only just two parts for children. A little girl about age 6, because she has to sing the song All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, so she has to be young enough to be believable on that. And then her older brother, maybe 9, 10, 11 years old.
Okay. So, I did want to talk about that. We have a couple of parts for kids, and then for the adults, mm-hmm. How many parts are available?
Well, you've got Mom and Dad, the Tinkermans, mm-hmm. and then you have Grandma and Grandpa, their parents, who are there also. And then, of course, we have the sister of Mr. Tinkerman, whose husband is in the military. And so those are your main characters. And then we've got a group of church ladies who are coming, and they'll do, that can be a trio, it can be a quartet, it could be, 5, 6 ladies, and they're singing, they're practicing their music for the Christmas program at church. So there's, quite a few parts for people who want to do solos, and then some group stuff as well.
So tons of parts available, and a lot of fun to be had for everybody.
I hope so.
And for folks that don't know, you are the founder of the Union Street Players. And
I guess you can call me the mother of them all.
The one that brought it all together.
Yeah, back in 1988.
Okay.
When I had first moved to Pella and realized there wasn't a community theater here. I'd been involved with KACT in Knoxville. And so I wanted to see a community theater here in Pella, so put an ad in the paper, and people came, and there was an interest, and we got started.
And you have plenty of people turn out year after year?
I think so. It's been going strong for over 20 years now, so I think there is an interest in community theater in Pella.
Certainly. And I was going to ask you this, too. A lot of the same folks that were there in the beginning, or do we see a lot of young, fresh faces every year, too?
I think we have both. There are quite a few people still involved who were with us at the beginning, as well as a lot of new people who have come along, and those new people have really gotten involved. We've had some great people who are building sets, and Tom Vanderweil and his wife Wendy have been officers for several years, and they're doing a great job of managing the theater group. And then, of course, Dottie McGee has been with us from the beginning, running the costume shop, and that has really grown. If you've never been down the costume shop, you should see it sometime. It's just massive, the things that we have.
Yeah. And, of course, it takes a lot of volunteers to put on these productions every year.
Oh, it sure does, yes. Yeah. Lots of people behind the scenes, people running the lights, people handling the props and stage managing and, building the sets and, doing the publicity and the programs and, lots of things involved.
All the behind-the-scenes things, as you say. And so for folks who are interested in coming and auditioning for the Christmas play, what do they need to be prepared for? What do they need to have ready for auditions?
They have to be prepared to sing a solo.
That's the big one.
That's the big one, right, because it's lots of solos. And there is a list of the songs available at the library along with the script. If they want to read the script beforehand and find out the list of songs, they will have to sing one of the songs from that list. in order to audition. And if they have a preference as to which character they're interested in, I'd like them to sing the song that goes with that character.
All right, very good. Well, we'll hope to see a great turnout for the auditions.
I hope so. I'm excited about it and looking forward to it, too.
All right, great. Well, Beverly, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Again, that was our guest, Beverly Graves, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.